The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The anti-immigration movement is exploding right now, not just in America, but around the world. YouGov just came out with a new poll asking different European countries if immigration rates are too high. It's an overwhelmingly yes answer. As you can see here, the result right here. Again, they asked, are immigration rates too high over the past decade in your country? The UK had 71% say yes. Italy, 71% yes. Spain, 80% yes. France, 69 yes, Sweden, 73 yes, Germany, 81 yes, and Denmark, 55 yes. Those are staggeringly high numbers. You can't get like anybody to get 80% on any poll nowadays. And so that is clear of how bad it has gotten. Here's a video of a protest, not in Europe actually, in Japan just this week. A lot of people just think that Europe and America are going through this. This is not just a Western experience. This is happening in Japan, in China, all around the world. Here's a video of Japan, a huge protest of being against immigration. Take a look. So it's all around the world right now. Here is an even bigger one that went on in Europe. They're saying, whose streets? Our streets, which is absolutely correct, by the way. The streets are literally paved using the money that were taxed from those people. And this is what a lot of people on the left don't understand. The illegal immigrants came into a sovereign country and acted like they created it, but they didn't. They weren't taxed to create it. Their ancestors didn't settle it. And so when you've got these Europeans that are literally saying, our ancestors paved these streets, we paid the taxes that created these streets, and now people are coming in and using them, and that's where the anti-immigration flare-up is happening. Interestingly enough, the illegal immigrants actually fully understand the backlash. You could see in this video I'm about to show you, there's this confrontation between a Pakistani illegal immigrant in Denmark, and then there's a native Dane, and the Pakistani is telling him openly that they will take over his country. Take a look. So for those of you who are just listening and couldn't see the translation, the Pakistani is saying, I'm going to have 5 kids and you're going to have 1 and we're going to exterminate you. And here's the thing. He's actually not saying it. At first when I heard of this video, because someone had it recommended to me, I thought that it was the Pakistani being rude and coming out and saying, look, we're going to take over. But that's actually not what he's saying. That's not the tone that he's using. He is not saying it with malice. He is just saying it very matter-of-factly. Like, it's just true. And he's right. Like, the Pakistani is actually right. The West is ending itself right now because at the same time of letting illegal immigrants, we have stopped having kids, which is so fascinating. Both, by the way, spurred on by the left. The left would like you to not have kids. That's what the feminism movement is all about. And by the way, the red pill movement on the right actually does the same. So I guess I can't give all the credit to the left. But the feminism movement was first. And then at the same time, of course, the movement is from the left to let illegal immigrants into the country. So both are coming from the left and both end your country. This is a recipe for collapse. If you know anything about history, assimilation is important. I don't know why we've forgotten. It's like, if you look at history, the whole time, people have known this. It doesn't matter if you're the left or the right. People have just known assimilation is important. Randomly in 2000, because I guess there was a turn of a millennia, that we decided that just wasn't a thing. Assimilation just means you've got to let in a select number of legal immigrants in a year that actually want to be a part of your culture. That's the clincher right there, is that in order to assimilate, they're assimilating to you. You're not assimilating back. That's not how this works. If a Mexican immigrant comes to the United States, by the way, love Mexican immigrants, got no problem with them. They have to assimilate to us, which means what, right? They have to learn how to drive on our streets. They need to learn English. That's the most important thing. And they need to learn certain cultural aspects. Now, does that mean they can't make Mexican food? Of course not. We freaking love Mexican food here. And this goes for any nationality, by the way, or any race. It doesn't matter, but this is just an example. But ultimately, the priority or the responsibility is for the Mexican immigrant to assimilate to the United States. That's how it works. That's the deal. You don't get to come in if you're going to try to change us to you. If we wanted to be like you, I would go to Mexico and I would live in Mexico, which, by the way, I've done. And it's awesome, but not as good as the United States. I can go to Mexico for a few months at a time. I could not live there forever. I just could not, because America is objectively better. And obviously, everyone believes that. That's why they're trying to come to our country in the first place. Your culture needs to dominate in the assimilation. It's hard to dominate when you're not having kids. When you're not actually passing that culture on to anybody, it's pretty much impossible to dominate. And illegal immigrants instead are dominating because they're actually having kids. And that goes from Pakistanis to Mexicans to Nigerians. So not only is the West losing culturally, but our governments are actively rooting against us right now. This is according to the Daily Mail. It is in the UK. They said, according to the latest data from Suffolk County Council, there were nearly 800 people waiting to apply for council or housing association homes in 2024. What is that, you might ask? Listen to this. Asylum seekers are being housed in 300,000 pound, because they use pounds there. I know, Americans, we don't understand it, but it's a lot of money still. 300,000 pound, three bedroom contemporary townhouses in a village in Suffolk to the fury of local residents. Yeah, it makes sense that there'd be a fury. They continue, the Home Office, which I think is some bureau in the UK, I'm not super familiar with it, but they said the following. At its peak, less than 2 years ago, there were 400 asylum hotels in use at a cost of almost £9 million a day. Here's a picture, by the way, of the inside and the outside of the homes. Nice places to live. These are not dumps, and these are free, by the way. All you got to do is get across that border. So I'm against rampant welfare in general, but if your government is going to spend £9 million a day, you want it to be spent on you and your fellow citizens. Like, that just seems very normal. That's just what a government ought to do. In the UK, they literally give illegal immigrants nicer houses than their citizens can afford on their own. What's more, by the way, the UK is now jailing citizens for posting anti-immigration posts. This is according to The Independent. This is crazy. They have a story. This is what it's entitled. It says, "Elite police unit to monitor social media for anti-migrant posts." This is what they say. A Home Office spokesperson said, this new team will help police forces track real-time information and protect communities from incidents and emergencies before they escalate. So again, this isn't about illegal immigrants. They're not saying, oh, we're going to monitor that illegal immigrants don't do bad things. It's the opposite. They're saying, if you post on social media something anti-immigrant, like what I'm doing right now, like if I was in UK doing what I'm doing right now, they've got a special task force to come take me out. They continue. As part of the government's plan for change, we are restoring visible neighborhood policing focused on public's priorities, including having knife crime, because that's a huge problem, and violence against women, clamping down on theft and antisocial behavior, and ensuring that people can feel safe in their own high streets. So essentially, they are cracking down on free speech once again in the UK. The UK on free speech, full authoritarianism. It is horrible, and they are hiding it behind a real problem in the UK, which is the kniving and the violence. That's a huge problem, no doubt. And so they're using that because they know the public's not cool with it in order to take out anti-immigrant, again, not violence. I'm not saying violence. I'm just talking about free speech, people who are posting anti-illegal immigration stuff. And by the way, the violence and the kniving they're talking about, mostly caused by illegal immigrants, mostly. So if you're in Europe right now, just to recap what's going on, not only do you have to pay for illegal immigrants to live in a cushy townhouse? You can't speak out about it at all. And here's what's really scary behind the politics of all. The politics is important, for sure. However, the crime rates is fascinating. I guess you could call crime rates political, but I'm just talking about on an individual level, not voting. I'm just saying, well, how does it actually affect you? This graph came out this week of the nationalities living in the UK that commit the highest number of assaults, and the results are staggering. Very scary. What you see right here, the very top, Afghanistan. Again, this is offenses in London by nationality. The top is Afghanistan. Then we've got countries like Algeria, Somalia, Sudan, Albania, Iraq, Iran, Egypt, mostly African, Middle Eastern places, right? At the very bottom is British. It's so hard. A lot of people on the left will say, oh, well, illegal immigrants, you know, they cause less crime than the actual people who have citizenship there. No, that's not true. This graph proves it, at least not in London. And this is insane. None of those people should be there in the first place. None of them should be. If you are going to come into a country illegally and commit a crime, you should either get the death penalty or you should be deported immediately. There's no debate about this. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is why people say it's an invasion, because it absolutely is. You can't live like this and call yourself as well, you know, a civilized or a safe country. Before we get back to the news, guys, the progressive left is a cult. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. It's on Amazon. I talk about some crazy stories I can't talk about on YouTube, unfortunately, but you'll really enjoy it. A great time writing it. The link is in the description below. We have somehow either gotten to the point in America where Democrats are so comfortable saying that illegal immigrants vote for them, or they just don't know what they're saying at this point, because it's happening a lot. Take a look at Gavin Newsom, the literal front runner for the 2028 election for Democrats right now, saying that his voters might get stopped by ICE.
Like, you think ICE is not going to show up around voting and polling booths to chill participation? You know that. The National Guard, you know that. Everybody knows what's at stake, so we have to put a stake in the ground and do things differently.
If ICE is around polling booths, the people should not have anything to worry about, because why would there be an illegal immigrant at a voting booth, Gavin? Interesting question. And he's not the only one saying this, by the way. Representative Yasmin Ansari from Arizona openly admitted that her constituents were illegal immigrants by accident. Take a look at the blunder.
Hi, everyone. This is Congresswoman Yasmin Ansari. I just came out of the Eloy Detention Center. It's August 30th. This was my second official visit to Eloy. I was last here on May 29th and received a full tour of the detention center and spoke with many women here. The reason I came back today was because I have many constituents who are trapped inside Eloy who we have been communicating with and have been hearing about the devastating conditions inside.
So I looked it up just to make sure. I wanted to double check that I understood correctly. This is what constituent means by definition. It says being a voting member of a community organization and having the power to appoint or elect. So constituent is the word she used to describe illegal immigrants who are being detained. She is admitting that she cares about illegal immigrants because they vote for her. That's what she's saying in that video. Very scary, and she's not the first one. It's happened over and over again over the last few months. So not only is the rhetoric Democrats are putting out incredibly inappropriate, I think it's very treasonous, they are also legislating. Rhetoric's one thing, but legislating and executing pro-illegal immigration policy as well, very frightening. The least popular mayor in the world, probably, Brandon Johnson of Chicago, is doing that same thing. That's what he's doing right now. He came out with an announcement that he would be forbidding law enforcement in Chicago to help deport illegals. Here it is.
I'm signing an executive order today that will launch the Protecting Chicago Initiative. This is a project that builds on the months of preparation that we have done that has led up to this very moment. This order affirms that the Chicago Police Department will not collaborate with military personnel on police patrols or civil immigration enforcement. We will not have our police officers, who are working hard every single day to drive down crime, deputized to do traffic stops and checkpoints for the president.
He says it is protecting Chicago. So I guess to him, Chicago equals illegal immigrants. I just can't get over how treasonous this is. Because listen, he is saying openly, without embarrassment, that he will not help end illegal immigration. That is what Brandon Johnson is saying. In one of the most lawless and dangerous cities in the U.S., by the way. That's what he's saying. And just to give you an idea of how lawless it's gotten up in the upper Midwest, here are two videos of public gatherings just this week. It's terrifying.
Ma'alak, Abu Karra,
It literally looks like Afghanistan. If you show that video to 1,000 people, you just go around 1,000 people, you ask them, where is this? 990 of them at least are saying that's the Middle East. They are not saying that's America. They're saying Middle East, maybe Asia, you know, Africa, maybe. They're not saying the United States. They're just not. The mainstream media are also in the business of promoting illegal immigration right now, and it's frightening. You'd think that after editing Kamala Harris in kind of the fancy way during the 2024 election and then getting a lawsuit from Donald Trump and losing, that CBS would have learned their lesson, but they did not. They have done it once again. This time, they've done it with Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security. She's talking about Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Take a look at how they edit it.
And the one thing that we will continue to do is to make sure that he doesn't walk free in the United States of America. This individual was a known human smuggler, a MS-13 gang member, an individual who was a wife beater, and someone who was so perverted that he solicited nude photos from minors. And even his fellow human traffickers told him to knock it off. He was so sick in what he was doing and how he was treating small children. So he needs to never be in the United States of America. And our administration is making sure we're doing all that we can to bring him to justice.
What CBS is doing there is they are openly protecting illegal immigrants who have committed horrible crimes, horrible. And they edited that out. This is kind of their justification, is that they rule it disinformation from Kristi Noem. It is not, to be clear. What she said is absolutely true. But here's the thing. Let's just say for a second that it actually was. Let's say Kristi Noem was lying about this illegal immigrant. I think the public deserves to see the full interview and learn for themselves and make their own decision. And this is the problem with the elitism in the mainstream media right now. CBS has decided that they get to be the arbiters of truth. And so that means they can do whatever they want. When they do something that's politically motivated, like this interview, they can just say, oh no. We didn't want to put that out because we couldn't really verify it. But that's not the truth. What's the truth is that they're trying to protect illegal immigrants. They get to decide what you see and don't see. In the process, they help literal child offenders, which Abrego Garcia is. You just don't hate the media enough, folks. You just don't. You might think you do. You might think I hate the media so much. You still don't hate them enough. Speaking of liars, Governor Pritzker of Illinois trotted himself out on The Briefing. Never heard of it, but he's on The Briefing. To talk about how Trump is going to intimidate people at the polls. He's going to have the military there to stop you if you vote Democrats. It's a total lie, totally fabricated, but the media doesn't care, of course. Take a look.
This is a part of his plan to do something really nefarious, which is to interfere with elections in 2026. He wants to have troops on the ground to stop people from voting, to intimidate people from going to the voting booth. So take note. That is what this is all about.
So this is an all-out lie. He's not going to say this, of course, but what he's referring to is the fact that Trump has said that he will put ICE at voting stations to make sure that illegal immigrants don't vote, because they shouldn't, obviously. They can't vote. It's illegal. So in essence, what Pritzker is saying is he is afraid that his illegal immigrant friends won't illegally vote. Hold on right there, guys. Did you know that The Josh Carr Show is now on We The Free? We The Free is a conservative streaming platform that actually has your interests at heart. We can actually say things on there that big tech won't allow us to, like YouTube, as well as others. So go check them out right now. They've got fantastic Second Amendment content as well as political commentary. The link is in the description below. Meanwhile, Democrats had a meeting in Minneapolis this week. And did they have a normal meeting like any old organization? No, of course not. They opened with a land acknowledgement. Take a look.
Lindy Somek, who is from the Saginaw Ojibwe Nation, and she's going to deliver our land acknowledgement today. Lindy.
Bonjour. Lindy Somek, Ndjinikaz, Amakdotum.
The DNC acknowledges and honors the Dakota Oyate, the Dakota people, who are the original stewards of the lands and waters of Minneapolis. The Dakota cared for the lands, lakes, and the Wapatanka, the Great River, the Mississippi River, for thousands of years before colonization. This land was not claimed or traded. It's a part.
So here's what I love about this. It's actually great. It's actually a good window into Democrat elites' heads, I think, because they pride themselves, right, on being the compassionate, the very kind and tolerant party. But there was nothing special about that whatsoever. What they did there was checking a box. That's all they did. They went, we just want to acknowledge that we took over your land with ease. Anyway, that's what they did. And they went along with their meeting. It's not for the Dakota tribe, like they say. It's for them to feel good. It's for them to fuel that self-righteousness that they feel. And Republicans, on the other hand, just say it for what it is. And they should say it for what it is. There's some that kind of dance around it. But this is the thing you should say. We conquered this land. Americans settled it. They settled it properly. And the Dakotas have no leg to stand on because they've been conquering and at war with other tribes for as long as they've existed. So they've got nothing to stand on. This is how it is. Welcome to life. We don't do this for any other place in the world. There's Europe. They've crossed lines so many places. Africans, African tribes are all over the place. But for some reason, when the United States comes here and conquers the native people, everybody freaks out. It's like this has never happened in human history, and they've forgotten hundreds and thousands of years of this already. And it's because Democrats hate America. They hate the American legacy of conquering and settling. So they just couldn't say that. They couldn't possibly be that honest. So instead, what they do is they check their little boxes to feel better about themselves, and they say that they're more compassionate. In other news, guys, gay pride memorials are getting cleaned up, obliterated all over the country right now. The nation is healing. This is what we like to see. Take a look. You can see right here, this is in Florida, they're also cleaning up massive Pride and Black Lives Matter memorials, which is good. It's fantastic. Nobody should have to look at that stuff, especially kids, when it comes to the LGBTQ stuff. It's also been years and years. Like, this should, we should not be talking about George Floyd anymore. It's been 5 years. No one cares anymore. We all know that he died of a fentanyl overdose. It is what it is, right? Like, why would Florida have a huge street paved like that? I'm glad they got rid of it. Now, even with the big wins, and there are big wins and we should celebrate them, the left does continue to double down on the craziness. Colorado, at their state fair, where kids would be, by the way, and this is nuts. They had a trans pole dancer, and I think some viewer discretion might be advised. Take a look. Fortunately, guys, I live in Utah. We don't see this here. And I mean, we're close to Colorado, right? It's very close. Fortunately, we don't have that. But if I did, if I experienced that with my family, I would leave the fair immediately. I would leave the state immediately. Colorado has fallen. I mean, that's horrible. And it's a beautiful place. I mean, it's sad. Like I said, it's my neighbor. But this is bad. This is gross, unacceptable behavior. This is Sodom and Gomorrah stuff. I just can't fathom how this was signed off on by anyone, even on the left. I feel like people on the left would have been like, that's a bit extreme for a state fair. Like, it's one thing to be like in closed quarters. Hey, we're going to have some sort of pride activity. I don't like it, but whatever, right? At a state fair where you know kids will be everywhere. And it's not even an open pride thing. It's just the state fair. And you're doing this. It's horrible. I think it goes to show that even though Trump is doing great things, I think we're clearing up the LGBTQ memorials, and that's fantastic. Even with that, the left has become equally bold in the same sort of way. Just this week, for example, NBC came out with a correction on their stories and apologized for misgendering the trans shooter from last week. Here's what the statement looked like. I can't believe they put it out. It says correction August 29th. And they don't correct hardly anything of importance, obviously. Everything they correct is just more political propaganda anyway. They said, correction, a previous version of this article used the wrong pronoun for the shooter. She used female pronouns. Are they serious? Are they serious right now? Heaven forbid that we use the wrong pronouns for a murderer of children. You don't hate the media enough, people. You don't. The mainstream media lies to you, but I won't. And that's why I've created my new Substack. Substack's a fantastic thing. It's completely free to you. It just shows up right in your email. It's a weekly newsletter that I send out. And I talk about things that I just can't talk about because of big tech. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. In economic news, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that consumer spending has dropped to a historic low. Here's the data that we have on it. This is what they posted. I'll try to interpret it for you. We've got three lines. The lowest line is the kind of lower classes. The middle and upper one is mostly the middle class, a little bit of upper class as well, because middle class is about $55,000 a year to $160,000. So it encapsulates a little bit both. The middle one's definitely middle class. The top one is a little bit of middle class, and then the upper classes as well. And what you see is it starts in November of 2024 when consumer spending was incredibly low, the lowest in a long time because of the recession that we had because of Joe Biden, obviously. It goes all the way back to 2022 as well, when it was literally the lowest in decades. And what we're seeing right now is it has actually plummeted below 2022 levels, meaning people are spending less than they were in 2022. What you see is there's a massive spike, huge spike, when the tariffs were announced. And the reason why is because people were trying to get ahead of the tariffs, because everyone knows that the tariffs are going to increase prices on consumers. So you had people going out and kind of stockpiling things, maybe made in China, because they saw that there were going to be tariffs on China. They decided they didn't want to pay extra for that. Obviously, that spending was unsustainable. So now it's gone down to more, well, it went down to normal levels. Now it has plummeted as low as in 2022 when the economy was at its worst. As to the individual sections of the economy, Walmart and Dollar Tree doing very well right now because, again, they're kind of the lower end stores where consumers are able to find deals. McKinsey did a survey in May and reported a 32% drop in consumer sentiment compared to the prior quarter, with tariffs becoming consumers' second biggest worry to inflation, which is not good for the Trump administration because tariffs right now are obviously tied to the Trump administration. No one talks about tariffs before Donald Trump. And so when you're going out there saying tariffs, what you're basically saying is Trump equals bad economy. That's what you're saying. I don't fully understand why inflation would be their top concern. And the reason why is because inflation is mostly cooled. Perhaps what that's meaning in that survey is just generally speaking, inflation is their top concern more than tariffs, which I think is very legitimate. McKinsey also reports that over 50% of people expect to delay discretionary purchases, meaning things that they don't need day to day. And that is not a good piece of data for the Trump admin. Again, whether you like the tariffs or not, this is what people are saying. This is how they're reacting. People feel that the economy is doing well when they can go to the movies, when they can go take a vacation, when they can upgrade their car, buy a nicer one, not when they feel that the price of beef has gone up by 30%, which it has. And that's most likely because of the tariffs on Brazil, because that's where we get most of our beef. That's just one example. I've heard some sentiment on the right as well. That's really stupid, to be honest. I have to come down on it. That is somehow that it's a good thing that people can buy less. That's a good thing, that we were never meant to have so much. And we like to pretend sometimes that ending consumerism and materialism is a good thing. It is not a good thing economically speaking. It's not a good thing politically speaking. Spiritually, maybe. You know, I'm not saying we should be materialistic. However, it is a good thing when people have extra money to buy stuff. It just is, by every measurement, really. I think people could, you know, I think you can make a strong argument that people are happier and more godly when they are. I think that you can easily make an argument that politically and economically it's better. So getting consumer prices down by ending tariffs and deregulating should be Trump's number one priority going into the midterms if he wants to win. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Josh Carr Show. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it, and you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.